How big a step did the offense take with the last drive?
I think we took a big step, but it's weird because it's not something out of the ordinary that we can't do if we just focus on our job. And that last drive, there were really no mental errors. You know, we were out there just playing ball and not worrying about failing, you know. It's kind of one of those deals, like you can't be afraid to fail, but don't expect to fail, you know, expect to do well. And, you know, we did what we did, and Blake made plays the way he does in practice, and, you know, that was a result of it.
I saw you block Dwight Freeney one-on-one. Can anybody block J.J. Watt one-on-one?
I don't know, man. I don't know. He's a problem. You got to account for that dude all across. He can be inside, outside, standing up at backer. I mean, he's just all over the place. So nobody's really showing me that they can block him one-on-one. So it's going to be a good challenge for us.
If you're not playing him, is he a fun guy for a player to watch?
No question. I mean, he's scoring touchdowns. I mean, they're finding ways to put him in motion, send him to the flat, line him up, catch him fades.
So critique him as a tight end. How's he done?
He's doing good. I mean, he's a little raw, obviously, but he has raw ability too, so it doesn't really matter. I mean, you can't teach size. You know, he's beast mode, so it's going to be interesting to get out there and mix it up with him a little bit.
Is this a tough game for you to get out and catch passes because of that and because you might have to stay in and help?
You know my answer is to that, man. Like, I'm going to do what I have to do, you know. And, I mean, if there's opportunities where I can get out and catch some passes, that's what I'm going to do. But if they need me inside and blocking and putting some extra hands on Watt, that's what I'm going to do.